Welcome to Odin Mobile's Nexus 5 tutorial. This is file number 5. In this file, we'll be looking at Hangouts, which includes your SMS. Before I dive into Hangouts, I'd like to make a slight correction to the prior tutorial, number 4, when I said that the dial button was below the pound key. It is not. It is actually below the zero button. So once again, just make sure you note that the dial button, when you're ready to dial a number, is below the zero and not the pound sign. At any rate, let's go ahead and dive right on in to Hangouts. Hangouts is kind of a combination of a couple different things. Google Plus, SMS, etc. In my personal opinion, and that's all it is my personal opinion, for things like video calls and chatting with people through Google Plus using Hangouts, it's okay. However, as an SMS program, I personally don't like it. I miss the original messaging app that we used to have before they forced it on us in KitKat, meaning Hangouts. Hangouts came out in Jelly Bean 4.3, but it really wasn't forced on people until KitKat, when phones still had the messaging app, but you could choose which one to use. The Nexus 5, for example, does not have the original messaging app. So let's go ahead and take a look at Hangouts.
4:32 p.m. Unlock. Home. Hangouts. Hangouts.
All right.
Title, Jennifer McKean. Time, February 6th. Message, you were in a video call.
As you can see, it brings you to a list of current Hangouts. The last time I've used this was back in February. As you can tell, I really don't care for Hangouts myself. But because this is the stock messaging app of sorts, let's go ahead and show you how to do this.
More options button. New Hangout.
All right, up in the top right-hand corner is your More Options button. Just to the left of that is the New Hangout button. This is what you need to click when you want to do a new Hangout. Now, a new Hangout could also mean a text message, i.e. SMS. So I'm going to double tap this.
Type a name, email, number, or circle, message, video call.
All right, so what we're presented with here is an edit field up at the top. I assume it's going to, as I start typing, it'll start looking for people in my contact list, a.k.a. people, and it may look for people that I also have in what used to be Google+, etc., etc. Just to let you know, I have switched my keyboard. It's not going to act quite like the one you're used to. In other words, the one on your Nexus 5, for the simple fact that I prefer the swipe keyboard. It's a keyboard you can get for $399, and quite frankly, I think accessibility-wise, it's a little easier to use. When you touch a key, you don't just hear a click and half the time have to move your finger. The second I touch a letter, it's going to tell me what letter it is. It does take a split second longer to tell you what letter it is, but it does it a lot better and a lot more frequently than the Google keyboard does. So just wanted to point that out to you, that my keyboard's going to be just a little bit different and may say things slightly different as well. So at any rate, I'm going to go ahead and start typing my name because I do have another cell phone.
Alicia Boysel.
Whoops.
Home button. James.
All right, so
double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press.
It didn't open my keyboard because under the edit field is a list of suggestions, and if you go far enough down, it'll show you all your all the people in your people app.
James, edit box, type a name, email, English portrait, main keyboard, lowercase.
All right.
Showing items 1 to 4 of 115.
So I've double tapped on the edit field, and I'm going to start typing my name here.
B, H, J, J. Switch to to initial caps. A. A. R. 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 O. O. D. D. Space. Jared. J. J.
All right, now let's see if it did find me.
Suggested from Google Plus. Jared Jitcha. Jared J. Parrot, owner at Fast. Jared Jenkins, Universe. Jared Jenkins, University. J.
All right, so let's close the keyboard here.
Back button. V.
And the keyboard.
Back button.
Did not go away.
Keyboard closed.
There it goes. All right, so.
New Hangout, Edit Box, Jared J. New Hangout, More Options, but. Jenna, James. People you. James.
All right.
James, Jennifer, Alicia Boysel.
So, as you see, it is a lot trickier than just a normal stock app. What I would recommend to do an SMS message with Hangouts is to, first of all, back out of here.
Back. Jared J. Message. Video call.
And if you noticed, it still, it...
Back home.
All right, so we've backed out of there.
App drawer. Apps.
All right, let's go to people.
Play newsstand. Play game. Play books. Play movies. News and weather. Play movies and TV. News. People. Phone. People.
All right, there's...
Double tap to select. There's, double tap and hold to long press.
There's the people app, so let's go there.
People.
And...
Viewing items 1 to 3 of 3.
I'm going to find myself.
Amanda McCurry. Angie. E. G. Jean. Guy Schlosser. Jennifer McKean. Jeffrey Berry. J. Jared Jitcha.
All right, there I am.
Double tap to select.
I'm going to double... I'm going to...
Quick contact for Jared Jitcha button. Contacts. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2. Maps Jared Jitcha home. Dial phone 567. Send message to 567.
All right. So what I did was I found, once I went into my contact card, as it were, I found my phone number, and right next to it, if you look at the actual phone number, it says call, and it shows the phone number. And then if you swipe to the right, it'll also say message. I do believe...
Dial phone 56, send message to 567.
All right, so if you find the phone number that's the cell phone number you want to send a message to, if you go straight to the right of that phone number is the message button. Or you could just swipe once to the right and you'll still find it. So I'm going to double tap this here.
Hangouts.
And as you see, it brought up Hangouts.
Drop down list. Jared Jitcha, plus 156, edit box. Send an SMS message.
And down at the bottom, I have send SMS message. All right, so now I can type a message.
Portrait main keyboard initial caps.
Okay. I can also use voice dictation if I so choose. And when I do longer messages, because I'm not the greatest typer in the world, I actually do voice dictation. For you, if you're still using the Google keyboard, the voice dictation button is just to the left of the space bar. Simply find this button and lift your finger. You'll hear a doot, and you can start talking. Once you're done talking, give it about 2 to 3 seconds, and you'll hear ba-boom, which indicates that it's done listening to you. Simply double tap the back button, and when you look for the edit field, it should have your message in it. My keyboard is going to operate just a little bit differently, so please don't let it throw you. My voice dictation is located on the right side, and when I'm done talking, it doesn't stop listening until I double tap the screen, which I like a little bit better, because what if you want to pause, take a breath, whatever the case may be.
Recent apps button, period. Switch to voice input.
All right, so I'm going to switch to voice input, and here we go. This is just a test message, period. I am doing this for the Odin Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial, period. Does this come out correctly? Question mark.
This This is just a test message. I am doing this for the Odent Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. Does this come out correctly?
As you see, with my keyboard, the second I tell it to stop listening, it actually reads back to me what I said. So, at this point, I do the same as you. I double tap my back button.
Back button. Keyboard closed.
And as you heard it say, my keyboard is now closed. Let's check the edit field.
Edit box. This is just a test message. I am doing this for the Odent Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. Does this come out correctly?
All right. So the edit field, just in case I forgot to mention, is right above the back, home, and recent apps buttons. All right. We can either swipe once to the right.
Send SMS.
And it'll say send SMS. Or if you want to try to find the send button using Explore by Touch, simply find the edit field and go straight to the right.
Edit box. This is send SMS.
Once you find it, simply double tap it.
Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
And you've sent a text message.
This is just a test message. I am doing this for the Odent Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. Does this come out correctly? Now via SMS.
And my phone just went off in the other room, showing that I did send that text message correctly. When you receive text messages, you simply go to Hangouts and open it. It should be up at the very top for you because it would be the newest message that just came in. Double tap on it, and you can see your conversation. Let's back out of here.
Back. Emoji. Send an SMS message. Location. Camera. Title. Jennifer McKean. Title. Jared Jitcha.
So now as you see, now that I backed out, I'm at the main screen of Hangouts, and now I have two things here. I have the one from Jennifer from back in February, and then I have the one that I just sent to myself.
Title, Jared Jitcha.
The one that I just sent to myself is at the very top because it's the newest one. Like I said, in my personal opinion, I think Hangouts is rather tricky and somewhat clunky as an SMS app. Does it work for things like video calls and other things like that? Yes. However, for SMS, I personally don't care for it. What we'll do in the next file, which is part two of this little section, it'll be file number 6, but it'll be part two of the SMS section. We will show you a program that I recommend called Chomp SMS. I will show you how in KitKat to tell your phone to use Chomp
Title,
SMS as your
45. Screen off.
Sorry about that. As your default messaging app so that you no longer have to use Hangouts as your messaging app.